tenuous power-sharing arrangement is being tested in Burundi. The tiny Central African country has undergone nearly a decade of ethnic violence between majority Hutus and minority Tutsis. More than 200,000 Burundians have been killed, and another 600,000 have been forced from their homes. South Africa's former president Nelson Mandela spent 2 years trying to mediate an end to the conflict. The result is a new transitional government that's only weeks old. Hutu rebels threaten to topple it. They say the Mandela peace plan won't end Tutsi domination of the country. NPR's Kenneth Walker reports from Burundi's capital, Bujumbura.
For the first time since Burundi's civil war began in 1993, majority Hutus and minority Tutsis joined together to sing the national anthem. The occasion was a ceremony marking the inauguration of the country's new transitional government. Since the war began, Burundi's Tutsis have controlled virtually all key positions. But now, as a result of Nelson Mandela's mediation efforts, ethnic Hutus have been brought into the government. At the Bujumbura ceremony, the former South African president acknowledged that the new government is just a first step.
Much work still remains to be done before we can claim that peace had finally and irrevocably been established in Burundi.
Just days later, as if to underscore Mandela's words, Hutu rebels launched a new wave of attacks on villages and even a neighborhood in the capital, looting food and medicine and abducting young men. The two main Hutu rebel groups refused to attend the power-sharing talks, and they refused to meet in neighboring Tanzania with Hutu political leaders who wanted to urge them to agree to a ceasefire. John Bosco Sendiyija, who heads one of the rebel groups, is contemptuous of the Hutu politicians who've joined the power-sharing government.
They're sellouts because they are people who put up front their own interests and not the national interest. They had their post in the government, now they need to start another negotiation with us.
But the Hutu political leaders who signed the power-sharing accord in the Tanzanian town of Arusha insist they got a good deal. Festus Ntenyungu, the minister for civil service in the new government, points out that Hutus hold 60% of all the cabinet positions, and a Hutu is due to assume the presidency in 18 months.
If we have accepted to enter in this transitional government, it is because we know that our gold will be reached.
Burundi's Tutsi president, General Pierre Buyoya, says the Hutu rebels must be persuaded that there is no longer any reason to fight.
I think now there is a problem of leadership in those movements. Maybe now they want to talk, but they don't know how. Maybe they are fighting to have a strong position in the future government, maybe.
The government and the rebels have agreed to meet next month. Analysts here say the outcome of those talks will determine whether Burundi's fragile peace process has any real chance of success. Kenneth Walker, NPR News, Bujumbura.